You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
If it weren't for the sisters, I think a lot of us, the brothers in the group, would either be dead or locked up.
At the time of the Dawn Raid, I was a young mother, just having left university and bringing up a young son.
Those wounds who housed the Red Squad, those boys were running out. Papa, they're coming back to you. Only in the end they rise up, sons of Anarchy. Magazines don't tell these things, but many wolves concave that day. Mothers missed their boys that day. 30 of them locked away. If the slave trade is alive today, many men would say their mothers pray. Mothers pray, mothers pray. Go the long way to Jerusalem. Child, child,
child. Dismantle prisoners, ministers, conditioners, and hope we find a better man. Mothers and children refined by what was taught there. We grow inside of revolution.
They want to chop down cell till the last tree fell. We will not slip into the lull of their song. History's told, the system will unfold. If we hold true the origin of who we are and where we've been, we footsteps laid with love, carry on the wall. Footsteps laid with love, carry on the wall.
Sisters were the backbone of the Crucible years. We did a lot of work in the office, petitions, cooking sop sui and kalo for the community and homework centres.
Mariama, she was always my go-to person. I still think of her as a one of the first who made such a difference in our group and was so dearly.
And healing the open wound of the experiences of our families and our people.
Right. 15 years is a long time to wait. We've had enough. It's time, time, time.
Footsteps stayed with love.
That is Carry On The Walk by the Oceans Before Me crew, which is a bunch of amazing artists who have collaborated on a brand new record called Daughters of the Dawn, which is out today. And we're speaking to one of those artists right now. Talofa Marina, how are you this morning?
Oh, Talofa Lava, I'm good. I am awake.
yep, we appreciate it. I know it is early and it is a big day because this record is out in the world. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really good and I'm really grateful for just being able to talk to you today, and so thanks for having me on the show.
Oh no, it's such a pleasure. For people who might remember, about a month ago we spoke with Vox Dawn, who's one of the other artists involved in this project, but for those who maybe haven't heard much about what the Oceans Before Me crew has been getting up to, who is Oceans Before Me, what is Oceans Before Me, and what's this project all about, Marina?
So Oceans Before Me is an Indigenous storytelling trust. So they uplift Indigenous narratives. And one of the narratives that they wanted to highlight was the Dawn Raids that took place in the 1970s. And but the way they do it is through mentoring sessions. And so we were mentored by the Polynesian Panthers. But they also do it through music and storytelling, which is where the album comes into play.
And you yourself, you're a poet as well as a musician, and that is a really specific form of storytelling and a really good way to connect with audiences and connect with communities. How do you feel about being involved in this, and what do you feel like you've learned along the way?
I feel privileged, privileged to get, you know, stories are so sacred. I've learned that through my practice, that when people tell you stuff, it's a big thing for them to share their personal stories with you. So I feel privileged and honored, as a poet, as a Pacifica woman, Samoan woman, mom, it uplifts me, and it makes me feel grounded. And yeah, the more stories I hear, the more inspired I am to write.
It must have been a really amazing experience to be working with the Polynesian Panthers and to hear all the their stories, which, you know, I'm imagining there's some pretty hundy stories from all of that activism that they've had to do over the years.
Yeah.
And also the subject of the Dawn Raids is such a fresh wound in New Zealand's history that we haven't really, even after the big apology we've had this year from the government, you know, we're still grappling with how to deal with this as a narrative. How do you feel like music and art and poetry is useful for this particular part of our history?
You know, for me, like, as Pacifica people, I believe that this is our literacy, is oratory and music. It's our way. You know, we never published in books before, prior to the missionaries coming and helping us with writing these things down, but this is our literacy. And so I feel like when we sing, when we dance, when we tell stories, we're reclaiming our culture. And you know, there's something about finessing and refining what you say and how you say it that I think, like, really plays into Pacifica culture. So even though these things are happening, and it's not the first thing that's happened in New Zealand, but because it's happened and because we can acknowledge it and reclaim it and speak to it, I think there's power in that.
Totally. And there's a real strength that comes through in this record from the different voices that we hear on it. Some of the artists are yourself. We've also got Vox Dawn. There's Kalala, La Coco. There's also Unity Pacific, which, you know, is awesome in itself, because some of those Panthers, you know, they were all musicians. They had musical histories and practices as well, which is all part, as you say, of this storytelling process and this process of connection through the passage of time as well. You know, music really lasts in a way that some other forms don't. What's been some of the big learning for you through this?
You know, I love what you just said, because when we listen to Matua Tingilau Ness, one of the Polynesian Panthers, and he's a singer, you know, he breaks down in song, and for the things that he's been through, like, music has helped him. And I think what it does is it helps us to commit stories to memory, which is very Pacific. One of the things I've learned in this process with my sisters and with our mentors is that, like, I think there's reservations around how to tell your story, who gets to hear it, even when you think about music as being, like, well, in this world, commodified. And it was a big put off for me for years. I learned that, like, actually, it doesn't have to be like that. We don't have to play into how our music has been commercialized. We can still tell our stories and still uplift each other, and not make it about marketing some story. It's not marketing a story. It's our stories.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I've learned that with you know, we live in hard places and hard institutions and systems, and some of them still haven't been dismantled, but we still have to rise up and share. And so I think that's my personal learning from this journey.
I think that's a really interesting and a really hopeful thing as well, I think, for young folks as well, who are maybe sort of experiencing similar stuff and trying to work out how you navigate your own art practice and your own storytelling and your own histories while also working in these quite complicated and often really almost aggressive systems that we have, you know, broadly in society, but also specifically in music industry stuff. It can be really tricky. So I think that's a really awesome and hopeful way to think about it as well. I wanted to ask you a little bit about I guess one of the big through lines of this record is it's called Daughters of the Dawn, and there's a lot of emphasis on the women who are involved in these narratives and who were part of the Dawn Raids, and also, you know, as all wahine yourselves mostly contributing to this record, it feels like a really staunch part of the process. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about that?
Yeah, you know, Dr. Melania Nye, she is fierce, and she was one of our mentors, And you know, when we think about the woman of the Dawn Raids, the Polynesian Panthers, even the late Miriam Marohihi, she was instrumental in some of the things that we've seen across this country, including the land march. You know, she was one of the main organizers of that march. Te Whenua Haroweda, she's not a Polynesian Panther, but she is one of our mentors we had met along the way as well. And you know, it was so interesting to hear the stories of how you know where we were at that time. You know, I feel liberated in this country. I feel like I can say what I want to say and I can sing what I want to sing, but when they start to share their stories, I can't imagine the world they lived in and had to fight. And you know, we've come a long way and still have a way to go, but they were in a time when it wasn't popular to have your opinion and say what you want to say and sing the songs you want to sing. So they were so, you know, women like that were so impactful for us as women on this project, because even Tingi Lau Ness was like saying to us, you know, it has to be women, because women, we represent generations. We don't represent, unfortunately, like, you know, some women like don't want to hear that, but we are. We are like a freaking ecosystem ourselves, and that we care for so many people. And so in order to tell stories and multiply, you know, where it goes, and I just thought, oh, wow, it's such a privilege that we as mothers, as women, as sisters can share this narrative in this way. I think it was even more important for us as women to share.
I want to hear a little bit about We Want the Dawn, which is the track we're going to play, and it's your like debut solo single, which is pretty exciting, Marina. What's this narrative about, and what's your relationship to the stories you're telling here?
Awesome. So, as a Samoan in New Zealand, like, I think one of the things, my family wasn't impacted by the Dawn Raids, as in, there wasn't someone that came to our house, you know. Those stories, I've heard them. That didn't happen to my family. There are stories in my family about being deported. There are stories in my family about having to go through immigration processes, racism. And even as a young person myself, growing up and wondering why people were calling me overstayer or bunga, I really, you know, like being called those at a young age, and I'm like, what does that mean? You know, and then asking your parents, oh, why are people calling me an overstayer? You know, because I was born in this country as well. It kind of fueled me in terms of like, okay, when I try to unpack and unravel what the Dawn Raids was about, I felt like it was about people coming in and taking our dawn away from us, taking our desire to have a future and wake up in the morning next to our families. And so when I sing, or when I rap We Want the Dawn, I'm saying we want the future. We want the thing that we came here for, which is actually not just about prosperity, but waking up next to our loved ones. We want our families. We want equality. We want justice. We want that for tangata whenua as well, you know. So that even though I say all these narratives and I'm trying to tie in all these things from the Dawn Raids events, the heart behind it is really about reclaiming who we are and reclaiming the purpose for why we're here in New Zealand. Yeah.
Marina, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. It's been such a pleasure, and I recommend everybody goes and listens to Daughters of the Dawn today, because it's a really amazing record. We're going to listen to We Want the Dawn now. Thank you for telling us about that story there as well. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Kia ora.
Welcome to the unofficial capital of Polynesia, Auckland. Of the 32,000 islanders who live in this country, an estimated 20,000 are concentrated in this one city, making it, in fact, the largest Polynesian city in the world. The largest Polynesian city in the world.
Three men, they walk into a bar. Was a Tonga, a Maori, and a Samoa. Well, they must have taken that level. Cause that minute, kani kani, to paremoremo. Paremoremo? Yeah, that's a prison. Ism, fear-mongering mechanism. Cultural cataclysm. Too many words, too many words. They got too many nerves stopping us on the street. There's a bad cop coming riding on a Jeep on the run. Ooh, wah. Back off bag logs of fights without a backing. Back us in the corner of the factory while we're still stacking. Cheeky docky with an untouchable dream. I'm the migrant seed and you the tall poppy. And so the story goes, I'm in good to the fall when you're throwing in the cells like they're going straight to hell. Nah, stuff that we didn't come from. Wah, backs to be treated like a doormat. Weaving words on the throes of the fallen mat. Talk, talk, talk like a talk back. Then I walk back to a lineage of men who never got the chance to cut the rug with the women. And all I gotta say to that is take up your mats, move to your Zion, keep a go on the slacks. We want the dawn, we want the dawn, we want the dawn, we want the dawn. Keep a go on the flex. We want the dawn, we want the dawn, we want the dawn. Keep a go on the flex. We want the dawn, we want the dawn, we want the dawn. Nah, we want it all. The more. Listen, bird, you really wanna know? Take it to John Miller's house, maybe down the road. Maybe to the upper room, Panthers HQ. Down in Ponton B, where the history is new. Oh, you didn't know they used to kick it in the city. You didn't know that the city was a backdrop for Tingy, Midiyama, Will and Wayne. Alec and Milani, so pretty, it's a pity. Now you're too late, kicking at the gate. Heaven got rewards, but the government got cake. Icing's on the beehive, Mr. Muldoon. Or cheeky ducky prints of that racist cartoon. Saw it on the ads, the news, our dreams, our shoes. The backs of our dads with the blue. Lights against the brown skin mixed with red hues. Dim like dawn, dawn like raid. Raid like parade. Polynesian city, revolutionary maze. Ablaze with truth, saw it from the sky tower. Amazing view, pity you couldn't see our value from the suit. We make the city sail with tales of our youth. And it's all so vivid, why you look timid? Why you look Wali'i? Why you look Mimika? Why you so eager? Why you Kissina? Ill, our legends reveal we're more than the coconut chugged on the hill. Chill, 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 chill out. Speakers of the house, and NZ one time on speaking now. We want the dawn, we want the dawn, we want the dawn, we want the and dawn. NZ one time on, we want it all.
The entire Pacific Island community, because you had no way of knowing whether you were going to be the next house that was raided.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.